This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver International Airport expects to see more than 160,000 travelers fly over the Labor Day weekend. CPR's Corey Jones reports the airport expects today to be the busiest.
DIA projects that around 40,000 people could pass through TSA checkpoints on Friday. That would make it the summer's busiest travel day so far. Traffic at the airport remains low due to the coronavirus pandemic. Compared to last year's Labor Day weekend, DIA expects fewer than half the number of travelers this holiday weekend. Masks are required at the airport for all passengers, visitors, and workers. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
The Front Range has gotten a break from smoky air over the last week, but it might not last. Scott Landis is Colorado's air quality forecaster. He says dry weather and strong winds are coming over the long weekend.
So the in-state wildfires could start really picking up. And on top of that, we might start seeing more in the way of out-of-state smoke coming into Colorado.
Landis says much cooler weather forecast for next week should help with the fires and air quality. Colorado is launching a campaign to improve the health of young people through one-on-one relationships. A recent statewide survey found those who have a trusted adult they can talk to are less likely to vape, use marijuana, or experience feelings of depression. The campaign called Forward Together was developed in part by teen youth advisors and will partner with local groups around the state. It is 88 degrees in Colorado Springs, and you're listening to CPR News.